I've already got the ladder leaned up against the siding when most people would still be inside reading the box. The light sitting on the ground, wires capped, dust creeping in faster than you expect it to. This is usually the moment people feel that tightness in their chest, because electricity outdoors sounds bigger and scarier than it really is. I'm reaching up and touching the existing fixture, feeling for looseness, listening for that faint rattle that tells me what kind of mounting I'm dealing with. What I want you to understand right from the start is that installing a motion sensor light isn't about wiring diagrams or fancy features. It's about knowing what you're standing in front of, knowing how it should feel when it's right, and not rushing the parts that make this safe but are solid. I'm going to walk you through this like you're right here with me, because once you understand what's actually happening on that wall, you'll realize this is something you can absolutely do. Before I ever touch a screwdriver, I want you to understand what this task really is. Installing an outdoor motion sensor light isn't just swapping one fixture for another. What you're actually doing is creating a permanent electrical connection that lives outside, deals with moisture, temperature changes, vibration, and gets turned on and off automatically by something that has to see movement correctly. When people get this wrong, it's usually because they think the job is about mounting the light instead of understanding the environment it's working in. A motion sensor light has three jobs. First, it has to be securely mounted so it doesn't move, tilt, or loosen over time. Second, it has to be electrically sound so power flows cleanly without heat, flickering, or corrosion. Third, it has to be aimed and positioned so the sensor does what you expect instead of turning on for every passing car or never turning on at all. If any one of those three fails, the whole install feels like a mistake. Most failures happen before the light is even on the wall. People rush because they're nervous about electricity, so they hurry past the thinking part. They don't look at where the existing box sits, whether it's flush or recessed, whether it's plastic or metal, whether the siding is uneven, or whether water has been getting in there for years without anyone noticing. I've opened plenty of outdoor boxes and found rust, crumbling gaskets, brittle wire insulation, or screws that were never tight to begin with. None of that shows up on the instruction sheet, but all of it matters. What success looks like here is boring in the best way. The light sits flat against the wall, no wobble. The fixture feels solid when you touch it. When it turns on, it does so confidently, not flickering or hesitating. The sensor reacts when a person walks through the intended area, not when a tree branch moves or a car drives by in the street. And most importantly, you forget about it. A properly installed motion light disappears into the background of your life. You also need to understand that outdoor wiring is unforgiving. Indoors, you can get away with sloppy mounting or slightly loose connections for a long time. Outdoors, moisture finds everything. Heat expands metal, cold contracts it, wind vibrates fixtures. If you don't make good decisions up front, the light might work today and fail 6 months from now, usually at the worst possible time. Another thing people misunderstand is the sensor itself. Motion sensors don't actually see motion the way we do. They detect changes in heat across zones. That means angle, height, and orientation matter more than people think. Mount it too high and it misses people. Mount it too low and it triggers constantly. Aim it toward open space instead of across a path and it becomes unreliable. Understanding that ahead of time changes how carefully you approach placement. Before touching tools, I always slow myself down and mentally walk through the environment. Where does water flow when it rains? What direction do people actually walk? Is there a road nearby? Are there pets? Is the wall surface flat or textured? This mental preparation is what separates a professional feeling install from something that just barely works. Once you understand that the task is about durability, sensing, and respect for the environment, not just wiring colors, the whole job becomes calmer. You're no longer guessing. You're making informed choices. Now I want you to imagine the tools in front of you, because how you set up determines how confident you feel once you're on the ladder. For this job, fewer tools done right beats a pile of tools you don't understand. Every tool here has a purpose, and if something feels awkward, that's usually your cue to stop and adjust. You'll have a screwdriver in your hand at some point, and it should feel comfortable, not slippery. I always pay attention to how the screw head seats into the driver. If it feels sloppy, that's a sign you're going to strip something later, especially outdoors where screws fight back more. A voltage tester is another tool that should feel familiar before you climb. I like to test it on a known live outlet first, just so my brain trusts it. That way, when I use it at the light box, there's no doubt. Wire strippers should open and close smoothly, not stiff or jerky. When you strip insulation, you want clean copper showing, not nicked or scarred. Those little cuts become weak points over time. Wire connectors should feel snug when twisted on, not loose, and not so tight that you're deforming the wires. Outdoors, I prefer connectors that are rated for exterior use because they resist moisture better, and you can feel the difference when they bite correctly. The latter matters more than people admit. It should feel stable before you ever leave the ground. I set it so my body doesn't have to lean or reach awkwardly. If you're stretching, you're already in the danger zone. When I step up, I notice how the ladder sounds and feels. A solid ladder is quiet. A bad setup creaks or shifts, and your body knows it before your brain does. Your workspace should feel unhurried. I like having the fixture unpacked, parts laid out, and wires untangled before I kill the power. That way, once the power is off, I'm focused and efficient, not fumbling. I always look at the mounting bracket and imagine how it will sit against the wall. If the wall surface is uneven, I think about how the gasket will compress and whether I'll need to adjust anything. Ready feels like this. You know where everything is, your hands aren't shaking, the ladder feels solid, and you're not worried about dropping parts. If you feel rushed or unsure, that's not readiness. That's pressure. Take another minute. This is where professionals quietly win. Now I'm killing the power, and I always pause for a second before trusting that it's off. I check the fixture with the tester and feel that relief when there's nothing there. That moment matters. It resets your nerves. As I remove the old light, I pay attention to how it comes apart. Are the screws corroded? Does the fixture fight me? Does the box move when I loosen it? All of that tells me what I'm dealing with. When the wires are exposed, I look at their condition. Copper should look clean, not dull or green. If it feels brittle, that's a sign to slow down. Connecting the new light is about feel more than force. When I twist wires together, I feel them lock. When I add the connector, I feel resistance increase smoothly. If it spins without tightening, something's wrong. I tuck the wires back into the box gently, not stuffing them, making sure nothing is pinched. Pinched wires lead to problems later. Mounting the fixture is where patience shows. I hold it in place and feel how it sits before tightening anything fully. I snug screws gradually, alternating sides, so the gasket compresses evenly. Over-tightening feels harsh, like you're crushing something that shouldn't be crushed. Under-tightening feels loose and uncertain. There's a middle ground that feels solid and calm. Once it's mounted, I adjust the sensor head deliberately. I imagine a person walking through the space and aim the sensor to catch that movement across its field, not straight on. This is one of those professional judgments that isn't written anywhere. Experience teaches you that side-to-side motion triggers sensors more reliably than straight-at-it motion. When I restore power, I step back and watch. I listen for buzzing or flickering. I walk through the detection area slowly, then normally. I pay attention to timing. If it stays on too long or shuts off too fast, I make small adjustments. Tiny changes matter here. Mistakes happen when people rush this part. They don't test thoroughly. They assume it's fine. I've learned to trust what I see and feel. If something feels off, it probably is. When it's right, you'll feel it. The light responds naturally. It feels intentional. And when you climb down the ladder, there's a quiet confidence that settles in. You didn't just install a light. You understood it. And that understanding is what makes you capable of the next job too.